happy opening day on July 24th, a little later than usual, but the sentiment is still the same. First of all, when did you guys find out about Buffalo? And given everything you've gone through in the last 5 hours in terms of finding a home ballpark, what's your reaction to this?
Yeah, I found out this morning. Ross Atkins gave me a call and let me know before, you know, it became public and all that. But kind of my mindset with everything, seeing how it fell through in Toronto and then it fell through in Pittsburgh and we're working on Baltimore and whatnot. At the end of the day, I think, you know, I didn't really care. You know, it's like, you know, whatever, man, like, I just want to go play. So whether it's in Buffalo, whether it's on the road all year, you know, I didn't really have a really big preference. But, you know, I just want to get this stuff behind us and just focus on tonight and, you know, the rest of the season, not having to worry about, you know, stuff that we can't control.
Yeah, I'll say this. The plus side of going in the summertime to Buffalo is a little different than having to do this to start the season when it's super cold, right? I went there when I was a minor leaguer early in the year, like April and May, and it was so cold you couldn't even use a bat. Like, it was that bad. So that this will be a good thing, right? You're all looking for, you know, light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing, and this is one of those, right? You want to hit the ground running offensively, and I think that'll help.
Yeah, absolutely, and by no means is Buffalo a bad field. I mean, I have to say that the surface infield-wise is probably one of the best I've ever played on in the minor league. So, I mean, that certainly is a positive to that. And, you know, knowing our guys in our locker room, man, we're just ready to go, ready to play. We're going to take advantage of this as much as we can, you know, having to have the New York Yankees come to a minor league ballpark. I know they're not going to be happy about that and whatnot. So if we can just keep a positive attitude throughout the course of the year, you know, it's only 60 games, and, you know, I think we'll be able to do that. You know, I think we could use this to our advantage.
How does that ballpark play? I mean, you've told us that the infield surface is good. How does it play in terms of hitting? And maybe give us a little bit of a breakdown on that if you could.
Yeah, so it's definitely a bigger park than Rogers Center, no doubt. It plays deeper to right because the wind is usually from right field pole to left field pole. So sometimes you'll get a little bit of flow out to left field, but, you know, right field, you got to hit it out to get it. So, you know, no cheap home runs to right there. But, you know, overall, infield's good. You know, the grass is good. And, you know, sometimes that scoreboard in center field could be a little bit too low, so maybe we can work on, you know, maybe just cutting out the bottom part of it because some curveballs pop up in there. So, but overall, man, I mean, I think little things like that, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, Kevin, let me talk about defense with you personally. Now, I read something that you had said it had been put in your head that you may play left, center, and right. It'd be mainly second, but you may play all three of those positions. Mindset-wise, how's that been for you?
It's something that I'm used to. You know, over the past couple of years, I've been moving around and, you know, coming to the ballpark and seeing myself at third base or the outfield or whatever. I mean, I don't take it as much of a surprise because, you know, that's the type of player that I am. So overall, you know, I'm ready to be the best second baseman that I can be. And, you know, being able to go out to right, left, center, whichever one of those three, if, you know, that just gives Charlie the best lineup that night. You know, we got a guy like Joe Panik who he's one of the best defensive second basemen in the league, Gold Glover, World Series champion. I mean, he adds another option to our lineup, and, you know, to maybe slip him in there and give a guy a day or whatnot. I can go out to play right field and, you know, provide not only average but above average defense. So, you know, at those positions. So, you know, I just want to give Charlie the best possible lineup for each night, and me being able to be open to those other positions just gives them so much more to work with.
Yeah, what would be your second favorite behind second, obviously?
You know, any of the three outfield, you know, they're all pretty much the same in my eyes. But, you know, I've played third, I've played first, but, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. So I'm just, you know, ready to go at all positions that I can see in the future. So, yeah, I'm ready to go be the best second baseman and go out to the outfield whenever needed.
Kevin, obviously summer camp was different than what we're used to. You had a couple of inter-squad games. You had a couple of exhibition games. Where is your game right now compared to where it was when spring training was shut down? And can you tell us a little bit just about how you managed during the shutdown to keep your game as sharp as you could?
Yeah, so right around the time when when spring training got shut down was right where I was turning the corner and being, game ready. So, our last game in Bradenton playing the Pirates and, I had three line drives, I was feeling good. And then, it gets shut down. It's obviously a little frustrating, but, there's a lot more important things going on in the world, a lot more precautions that we need to take. And, we need to step away from the game a little bit. And the only thing that I could do is go home. And I always had the mindset that, hey, we're going to be starting in a week. So whether it was that Monday, I was going to be ready for the following Monday. So I was always ready for that phone call. So during quarantine, during the break, I just, I stayed ready with all aspects of my game, kept my arm in shape, lifted weights, ran, and, hit like three or four times a week just to stay game ready. And it was a little difficult just because you didn't know when it was going to happen. So that's why I just kept that whole 1 week process in my mind.
Yeah. How's the conversations between you and Vladdy been going? Obviously, because Vladdy's moved positions to first base.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of a natural over there. He's always had tremendous hands, and I think he's going to be above average, to great first baseman if he just continues to work on it, this year. And, whatever his future holds defensively, he's going to be ready for, whether it's third or first or wherever. So he's handled it really maturely since they've gotten to summer camp, and, he's put in the work, and, he's ready to go.
Kevin, is there any one thing offensively that you've learned about yourself from last year to this year?
Yeah, the thing I've learned, and I've always known, and I guess it's learning how to do it more, is the best version of myself as a hitter is when I use the field, the whole field. Mm-hmm. I think it a lot of times during last year, I would go into some ruts, and you see me only using that right side of the field. And, when you see me use the left side of the field, it's usually a fly out to left. So, just knowing that that's the best version of myself, that's when I'm the hardest out for that pitcher. And it's just been learning how to keep that up consistently. And it's just been, trial and error. And, I feel really comfortable where I'm at right now and just continuing to work on my overall game offensively.
Having Vladdy at first base, does that put any added strain on you and the other infielders and Danny or whoever's catching in terms of defensive positioning? Because, I remember you did a Zoom call with us, I think the day it was announced or the day after it was announced, and you made the point that, look, hey, I kind of been there. I know what it's like to grab that glove and have to go over there. Do you think maybe your experience will allow you to help position Vladdy a bit here?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like you said, I did the same thing going from second to first, and it was kind of, all of a sudden where it was like I had, a couple of days, and, I was starting opening day at AA at first base. So it was something I had to learn pretty quick. And, the biggest thing for me was just to be coachable and keep my ears open. Because I had never played there. Yeah, I've played next to there my whole career, but, it's really something that you got to listen and hear advice and hear people's words about what they say about it. And then you kind of pick what's best for you. And when it comes to positioning, it's something that's going to take a couple of games. If not, he already has it already because, it's just going to take some experience. So, how many inner squads we had there, however games he had at first, he's looked good and he's been getting better every day. And, there is no added stress with him over there at first base. We have all the confidence in the world with him at first base. And, we don't have to make sure our throws are any more perfect because, we know the type of hands that he has and the type of, defensive player that he really is.
Kevin, listen, it was really good of you to join us today. I have a lot of fun tonight, as much as you can during this opening day. And, boy, it's good to see you guys back on the field. We wish you all the best this season. We wish you great health and the use of the whole field, my friend. Thanks so much.
Good luck. Be safe.
Thank you, guys.